This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you see the Cameron Brink story by any chance? It wasn't a huge story, but it's out there. So she's playing for the Sparks. And I know you put this on the sheet, so if I have any of this wrong, let me know. But from what I read and I watched the podcast video too, which is where the quotes came from. It's her speaking on, I think it's her podcast. I'm not sure. So I guess what the Sparks want to do, if I'm reading this and listening properly to it, they want to have male practice players, I guess, to toughen it up and
that's
make it
they,
a more physical
a lot of the,
thing.
A lot of the girls' basketball teams in college use, like, you know,
men, team managers.
Well, no, or men's basketball players that played in high school but aren't good enough to play in college.
Fair enough. So they know what they're doing.
I remember practicing against a women's basketball team at Maryland.
Really?
Yeah, a couple times. Yeah, because we had guys who all played basketball in high school.
Interesting. Okay.
We weren't good. We actually tried to do it against the men. They killed us.
Right.
And then we went over against the play against girls. And, yeah, it's just you're not getting physical or anything, like, you know, getting real roughhousing, but you're just giving them a much tougher practice than they would normally get.
And I would imagine in your case, there's a respect factor there.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Both go to the same school. And I guess
we wanted them to win.
Of course. And so they put out an ad or whatever. It's on social media looking for men basketball players to come. And I guess at USC is where they put this up. They're not looking for the USC basketball players. They're saying men that go to USC that play basketball, I suppose, to come try out to be their practice opponents.
Exactly.
To where she's then, I guess there's been things online, like, and it's crude, as you can imagine, where guys are posting, sounds great, I'll back into her. And it's, I know, but if this is what they're actually doing.
That's social media, though. You know, I mean, like.
Well, but that's also guys. It is social media.
Yeah, social media and guys, yes.
But it seems to me as unnecessary. Because while you talk about doing it when you were at the University of Maryland.
Yes.
And I do think there's value in what they're talking about. It's also, I don't know, she called it icky.
Well, I mean, social media is icky in general. It's not practices against men.
But you got to know who these guys are, though.
Of course you got to do a background check. You got to do a download. You got to make sure that they can play basketball. And you got to make sure that, you know, they're there for a job. I understand what she's saying. I don't have one issue with what she's saying. But I also know that, you know, the team is looking to get better and they want to practice against men.
I also think, too, though, there is, and I've seen enough college basketball practices. You've got those pads. I mean, you can apply a lot of pressure, whether it's a girl or a guy, without having to bring in. I'm not saying this is a good idea or a bad idea, because you said it's been done before. Fine.
Oh, yes.
There's lots of ways, though, that you can create a much more physical environment on the court than bringing in strangers.
Yes, but you're bringing in guys that you're obviously vetting. You're watching, you're interviewing them. You're talking to them. You're probably watching them on the basketball court. And they have a specific reason why they're there. Because, you know, wouldn't it be fun to be able to go practice against a professional women's basketball team?
I suppose.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah, you also have to be skilled enough to do it, though.
Sure. But it'd be like, you know, you'd probably have a handful of guys, maybe 10 guys, that show up and, you know, you're going to practice 5-on-5 with them.
You think only 10? See, I think that's a big draw. I think it's more than 10 guys.
More than 10 guys would show up, but they would hire 10 guys.
And I would think, how about being the guy in this egomaniac, you know, meathead society
you live in. Yes.
You go show up there and you think you're going to, you know, perform well and you just get schooled by them.
Yeah, but I think you have to learn. Like, in other words, like, we're hiring you for this reason, and this is not going to be game 7 of the NBA championship finals every practice.
So you like that. I can see you like this idea.
I do.
Interesting.
Because I know it's been used before, and I know a lot of college coaches do use it.
I was never aware.
Sure.
Now, I was aware of, like, the team managers that are kind of within the program doing things like this, but hiring from outside
And also college kids that are going to the same school.
And this
school.
Is professional. This is the LA Sparks, I believe. So
we were at Maryland. We had a we would have an intramural basketball team that was filled with all football players. I don't know if the teams allow those guys to participate in that anymore.
I was going to say with the money now.
Right, but back in the day, you know, you could do whatever you want. So we would always have a, you know, we would have a really good basketball team. You'd be surprised.
No, I would, no, athletes are athletes.
And then we go out there and practice against the Maryland's men's basketball team and get schooled.
It's amazing how good they are, isn't it? When you see it up close and personal.
Jesus.
Like, we joke about the Karl Anthony Towns three last night. I'm telling you, watching Rutgers at practice, they will have these contests. It's nuts how far they can score.
You're not going to believe this. Twice I went on the practice court at Cole Fieldhouse. Lefty Drizel was the coach. And Albert King and Buck Williams and Ernie Graham were on the other team. And I'm trying to cover Buck Williams.
And you're a big guy.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, yeah, we
it's a different world.
And it was like, this is not for us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.